Good morning and welcome to all to this Music and Human Rights Seminar. It's a pleasure for me and all of us to give a start today to this first cycle of seminars on music and human rights. I say first because we all hope that the experience will be positive and successful, and the presence of music and more generally artistic language in their relationship with human rights could be a permanent presence in the Human Rights Center activity. So I give the floor, first of all, to Alessandro Pacagnella, that is Vice-Rector for International Relations of our university, for a welcome. Yes. Thank you, Alessandro.
You're welcome, Carlotta. Good morning, good afternoon to everybody. It's my pleasure being here, giving a short presentation, a short introduction to this meeting, to this collection of wonderful workshops which has been assembled by the organizer. I would like to warmly congratulate the organizers for the quality of the subjects, of the speakers they've been able to put together and to offer to our academic community. A few words about the University of Padova that you may know very well or may not. Just a few ideas, a few figures. I come from scientific and environment, engineering environment, so I'm used to giving figures and numbers, which sometimes have also meaning, which is important. And University of Padova is the second oldest university in Italy. It was founded in 1222, and it is now a large university on Italian scale with more than 60,000 students, 60. So it's a pretty large establishment with more than 2,000 professors and researchers and about 2,100 technical administrative staff, and several hundreds of PhD students, postdocs. And most of all, it's what is written on the big door in front of the main building of university. It's Gymnasium Omnium Disciplinarum. It's the school of all disciplines. Really, all disciplines are taught, and all disciplines are investigated in our university. They are investigated with a pretty good quality. In fact, the first assessment of Italian research quality, which was run a few years ago and whose results were published 3 years ago, I think, 2 years ago, show that Padova was ranked as first university in Italy on 7 out of 14 disciplinary areas. So really it's a top-ranking university in Italy, and on disciplines spanning from science to humanities to medicine. So there is a big attention paid to research, to high-quality research, to international relations, to run these research, to attract also students from foreign countries in order to improve equality and to make better exchange of cultures, which is a necessity nowadays and is becoming a necessity even more given the turmoils which are living these days in Europe, unfortunately, and also in countries close to Europe. I would say that when I was invited very kindly by the organizers, and first of all, Professor Masha, Professor Papisca, Professoressa Sorba, to give an opening address, I was really honored because I am the Vice-Rector for International Relations, and we gladly contributed to the success of this initiative. And we're very glad about the quality of a school which is offered. But I was also honored because once I was a musician. In fact, I got here a present given me a couple of minutes ago by Professor Papisca, stating, in a sense, how old am I? In the other, reminding me of a concert that we gave together with Professor Papisca when we both played with the orchestra of the Concertos Musicos Patavinos of the university. It was the first of a second violin. It was the first oboe. And it was a very nice period of time and connecting. And the music was a connecting links. If I look at the list of musicians who played in that orchestra, I can find some colleagues here working in different departments, engineering, humanities, and medical doctors. So it's music is really helps people to mix together, to face each other, to exchange ideas, experiences, different views. And this is one of the great results that music is offering us. And the school as well. And I look at the program, Music and Human Rights Seminar, and say, oh, that's strange. What does the hell has to do music with human rights? This is a challenge, but I think that we are going to face more and more challenges of this type nowadays because we are forced to deal with different problems, different issues coming from a variety of environments. We have to learn how to treat, manage these questions, which are not just simple music questions, engineering questions, social sciences questions, but they are an intermix. And I see here that you will really enjoy a wonderful intermix of experiences, of lectures coming from different institutions with different experiences. I'm sure that they this school will be a success. I wish you all the best to enjoy this school and also to enjoy Padova. Today the weather is not that good, but it will improve for sure. Okay, have fun and enjoy this school.